Hello, everyone, and welcome to a special edition of the Rant Network. We've usually kept this for very unique situations in between recordings. And today I feel compelled, rather than post a text rebuttal to what occurred yesterday here in Canada, use this platform to express my utter disappointment and frustration with the Canadian government. Generally, we are here with my colleague Stuart Brisgell at the Rant Network, and we dive into raw, unfiltered issues. We go through the news, pop culture, politics, and beyond, and today this is one of those types of rants. The absurdity of today is unbelievable, and I will elaborate further in just a moment. We keep it real, and then today, my aim is to talk about my disappointment in Canada. If you're a Canadian today, whether you're Jewish, Christian, Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist, don't care. Today is a day of disappointment of being a Canadian. The Canadian government decided last night in an ugly method, in an ugly manner, in a vote that pitted and again divides Canadians on whether or not to declare a Palestinian state. Now, Canada has no right, no jurisdiction to interfere in another country, especially a democratic country, has no right to interfere in its politics without totally understanding the repercussions of the move. But that's not what's happening here. It's all about politics. So for those of you who are not totally aware, the Liberal Party, in conjunction with their hateful, racist NDP members, tried to put forward a motion yesterday that, yes, while it did announce for the release of the hostages and while it did announce, you know, certain things, the line at the end was about declaring and officially recognizing an independent Palestinian state. This, folks, is the dividing line. This is a red line crossing into, you know, a political arena that the NDP pushed and motioned for strongly. So let me put a few things into context. On October the 7th, as we are all aware but continue to forget and ignore, 1,200 people were brutally murdered, burnt, beheaded, raped, desecrated on October the 7th by terrorists who infiltrated a border into Israel. They kidnapped over 200 people. People, not Israelis, people. Men, women, children, Holocaust survivors. Doesn't matter their race, religion. They were going for broke. Many of the terrorists who worked with Hamas, who were part of Hamas, had full-time jobs in Israel, sat at the table with many of these Israelis. And in these border towns in kibbutzim, in Boshavot, these people were peace-loving, wanting a relationship with their Palestinian cousins. And these same terrorists came in and brutally murdered them, burnt their homes. Israel did not retaliate right away. It took a while before they would go in and clean up the job. And yes, while the pressure of the world continues to mount on Israel and had mounted since October the 7th, not to do it, they had no choice. Not the first time and not the last time Hamas infiltrated illegally into Israel, murdered, desecrated. I'm not going to repeat it. And yet, what does the new Democratic Party of Canada do? Stand with the terrorists. Stand with Hamas. They're not standing for Israel, because why should they? You see, the NDP, their base, are all those protesters, the haters, the deniers, the people screaming death to Jews, death to Israel. That is the base of the NDP party. So why should we do anything about it? If they say death to Jews, it's okay. Free speech. If a Jew decides to oppose it, shut him down. And it's proof because on the day that 20,000 people, not Jews, people went to Parliament Hill to rally for Israel, to demand the Canadian government force Hamas release the hostages, what does the NDP do? They invite Palestinians to Parliament Hill to talk about a ceasefire. Not we stand with Israel on a humanitarian mission, not to tell Hamas that they were guilty, but to condemn Israel even further. And the NDP has done nothing to stop that. So I'm not surprised that they tried to force the Liberals into this motion. But the Liberal Party of Canada, who has no intestinal fortitude, who decides to flip-flop and go from one party to the next, who decides that they need the votes no matter whom they're trying to side with, tries to pretend that they're with Jews and with Arabs, but in reality, the Liberal Party is for the Liberal Party. But last week was proof positive. The last few weeks was proof positive of where Canada really stands. UNRWA, the United Nations Relief Workers Association, who was proven that they had terrorists in their organization, that the money and the aid that was sent to UNRWA was sent to Hamas. Instead of condemning it like the world did, they reinstated, quote unquote, first they said they canceled the money that they were to send UNRWA, which was a lie because they'd already prepaid. And then they said they reinstated it because, listen, we have to help the Palestinians. Proof that Canada, the Canadian government, has no desire other than to support terrorism. And then Foreign Affairs Minister Melanie Joly and Yara Sachs go and shake hands with Mahmoud Abbas, the head of the Palestinian Authority, and gave him and said committed to giving money to help women, Palestinian women who were raped. She had met earlier with the president of Israel. Did she say anything to that effect? No. Siding with terrorists. Mahmoud Abbas is a Holocaust denier, a terrorist, and he pays people to kill Jews. The Liberal Party goes and shakes hands. So yesterday, the motion that was brought down, that divided Canadians, this entire document that you saw along party lines, that the Conservatives wanted to denounce it completely, and are accused today by the left of only following what Poilievre wants. They're not allowed to vote on their own conscience, which is bullshit, because the Conservative Party of Canada is totally against this motion. The Liberals were divided, supposedly. The NDP stood in unison. The Bloc stood in unison. The Green, unison. Down with Israel. Down with Israel, because we're going to declare a Palestinian state. And at the last minute, when they couldn't realize the vote wouldn't pass, Government House Leader Stephen McKinnon brings out at the last minute a 500-word document to rephrase almost the entire motion. And rather than say they're going to declare a state of Israel, Palestine, they're going to work towards a two-state solution. Bullshit. Politics. The motion passed 204 to 117. Exactly along party lines, except for three Liberal members, Anthony Housefather, Marco Mendicino, and Ben Carr. Anthony has been trying to stand up against the Liberal Party, but has been unsuccessful with Mendo Mendicino and Ben Carr and others because the Liberal Party is only interested in getting reelected next spring. Not about humanity. Not about doing what's right. The thing that irks me is that this is none of Canada's fucking business. That Canada has no right to interfere in Israel. In 1967, Charles de Gaulle, the president of France, came to Canada for Expo 67 and declared Vive le Québec libre in the middle of a contentious time in Canada, and was summarily dismissed and was accused of interfering in Canadian politics.
Folks, Canada was instrumental in 1956 of putting in UN peacekeepers to keep the Egyptians and the Israelis apart in time of war. That was the role of Canada. Peacemakers. And look how they got offended and upset when a foreign leader interfered in local politics. Today, there is Canada. Not a peacekeeping country, an interferer. The Canadian government wants to interfere for their benefit so that they can get reelected. Because the NDP has nothing to stand for. The Liberals have nothing to stand for. So what they're going to do is to disrupt and interfere so that they can curry votes. What a load of garbage. What an embarrassment. I expect nothing different from the Green Party. They passed BDS motions. I expect nothing different from the NDP party because they're filled with racists. But the Liberal Party of Canada has proven once again its embarrassment, not just in Canada, but on a global stage. To stand there and Melanie Joly saying that they wanted to, you know, as a G7 country, they wanted to send a message to other G7 countries. You know what, Melanie? No one's listening to Canada anymore. The United States is not listening. France and England are not listening. Japan's not listening. No one's listening because you're full of shit. I'm here before you today as a Canadian. But I'm not a Canadian. And I'm embarrassed to be Canadian today. I'm a proud Jew, a human being who believes in what's right. And yes, the people in Gaza deserve better. Yes, the Palestinians in Gaza deserve a better life than what they've been given. But the fault isn't 100% Israel's. But this government only wants to blame Israel. This government wants to throw Israel under the bus. This anti-Semitic government has no interest in what's right. They're only interested in politics. They're not interested in human beings, because if they were, where are they in Africa to help with that famine? Where are they in South America when there's a water problem? Where are they in Asia or Pakistan when 2 million Afghanis were thrown out? Nowhere. Nowhere. Yes, we brought in Syrians. Yes, we brought in Ukrainians. I get it. But where is this government? You know, Trudeau likes to pressure Putin. But not Hamas. Israel is the terrorist here? Israel attacked on October the 7th? No. But Canada is siding with terrorists. So while I have no choice to carry a Canadian passport, if someone wants to ask me today, what are you? I'm a Jew and I'm a human. I am not a Canadian today. Because I am embarrassed to living hell with what this government has done. I'm embarrassed to no end that the Canadian government refuses to stand for what's right. They accused Israel of bombing a hospital with no information and took a week. And not even the prime minister or Melanie Joly rescinded it. It was some lowlife in the government who had to do it. But they immediately condemned Israel. They've immediately condemned Israel with Gaza. Have you gone to Kibbutz Be'eri? Have you gone to Sderot? Have you gone to see the murder scenes, the devastation, the destruction? Have you seen it with your own eyes to see what they did? No. Because you're not interested. You're interested in hate. You're interested in dividing the country. And King Justin, I'm vile. I'm completely disgusted by you. Melanie Joly, I'm disgusted by you. All the other liberals who are in the party, I'm disgusted by you. Especially the Jewish ones who vote constantly with this government, who side constantly with this government. Yes, there are a couple of outliers in Anthony and Mendo Menochino and Ben Carr. But the Liberal Party of Canada, folks, wants only one thing, to be reelected, and will do it on the backs of Jews and good humans in Canada. They could care less about you and me. They care about themselves. And the NDP can go to hell. These racist bastards who stand side by side, arm in arm, shoulder to shoulder with the protesters, yelling death to Jews, death to Israel. This isn't the Canada I grew up in. This isn't the Canada I want to be part of. It's just too bad we don't have an election right now. It's just too bad we can't vote them out. But folks, today's the day when you need to yell at your MP. Today's the day you need to send countless emails, countless messages that you are disappointed by Canada. Because Canada no longer stands for what's right. Canada would rather stand on your back. The government would rather stand on your back rather than stand for what's right. Israel will continue to do what it needs to do to defend itself. It's not going to listen to Canada. It's pissed off at Canada. So if the NDP wants to applaud today and say, look what we did, we're wonderful, good for you. So tell you what, don't use your iPhones and don't use all those medical equipment and don't use any Israeli invention. Please do not. If you're an NDPer, if you're a liberal member, if you love these parties, please do us a favor, follow through. Just don't use any of that. Because all that is thanks to Israel. So if you think you're doing what's right, you think you can condemn Israel and then take advantage of her, think again. But today, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not a Canadian. I am a Jew. I am a human, but I am not a Canadian. Stand with me on this one, folks. Thank you so much for today. We'll be back again regularly on Wednesday and Friday. We genuinely appreciate your feedback. And until tomorrow, keep up your voice.